This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu and Kashmir today and will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees at Katra. As part of it, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate Udhampur Srinagar Baramulla Rail Link USBRL project to the nation. The 272-kilometer USBRL project has been constructed at a cost of around 44,000 crore rupees. The USBRL project is a fully electrified section and comprises 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. The Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway arc bridge and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Ghat Bridge, which are part of the USBRL, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister will also flag off two Vande Bharat Express trains, one from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra to Srinagar and another from Srinagar to Katra. However, the regular services of Vande Bharat trains between Katra and Srinagar will commence from Saturday. Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnav inspected ongoing development work at Jammu Railway Station during his visit yesterday.
चिनाब का ब्रिज बहुत बड़ा एक टेक्निकल मार्वल है. इसको बनाने में कई तरह की चैलेंजेस को फेस करके बनाया गया. इसके टेक्निकल पैरामीटर्स को अगर देखें तो इस ब्रिज का डिजाइन 260 किलोमीटर प्रति घंटा विंड स्पीड और जोन 5 सिस्मिक जोन के हिसाब से उसका डिजाइन है. यानी एक बहुत ही कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोसेस से इसका डिजाइन किया गया है. इसकी फाउंडेशन फुटबॉल फील्ड के आधे के बराबर है. 30,000 टन स्टील लगा है.
The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor met US Vice President J.D. Vance in Washington, D.C. last night. They had comprehensive discussions covering a wide array of critical issues from counter-terrorism efforts to enhancing technological cooperation. In a social media post, Mr. Tharoor termed the discussions as constructive and productive for strengthening India-US strategic partnership. The delegation also met prominent members of the Indian diaspora in the U.S. and spoke about India's resolute and united stand against terrorism and the new normal created by India through Operation Sindoor. In Brussels, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met President of the Chamber of Deputies of the Federal Parliament of Belgium, Peter De Ruwer. Talking to media, Mr. Prasad expressed gratitude to Mr. De Ruwer for expressing solidarity in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will host the foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan for the fourth meeting of the Indian Central Asia Dialogue in New Delhi today. The ministers will discuss further strengthening of relations between India and Central Asian countries with particular focus on trade, connectivity, technology and development cooperation. They will also share perspective on challenges to regional security and other regional and global issues of mutual interest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met the Foreign Minister of Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan in New Delhi yesterday to boost regional cooperation. With Kazakhstan's Deputy PM and Foreign Minister Murad Nutliu, Dr. Jaishankar signed a program of cooperation and discussed strategic ties focusing on trade, energy and zero tolerance for terrorism. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal reiterated India's shared commitment to speed up the India-EU Free Trade Agreement FTA. Addressing the Italy-India Business Forum yesterday during his official visit to Italy, the minister said he was delighted to speak at the Italy-India Business Forum with Italian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Antonio Tajani. They discussed and agreed to work together for Industry 4.0 for smart manufacturing, promoting a bridge between startups, expanding collaboration in technology and establishing joint working groups in the space, automobile sectors, among others. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh Chief Mohan Bhagwat has said that since the warfare has changed to a new mode like proxy war and cyber attack, our country should become self-reliant in the defence sector. He said while defence forces and government are doing their duties, the real strength lies in the society. Dr. Bhagwat was addressing the validatory function of Karyakarta Vikas Varg 2 at Reshmi Bagh in Nagpur yesterday. In chess, teen Indian player and reigning world champion Dom Raju Gukesh scored his fourth classical win at the 2025 Norway Chess Tournament, defeating China's Wei in round 9. With 14.5 points, he trails leader Magnus Carlsen by just half a point. A final round win could earn Gukesh his first Norway chess title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.